Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, as we continue in our study through the Beatitudes, we want to talk about the unappreciated virtue. And that's from Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. It's the third in the series of the Beatitudes. Here it is, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, where we read, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." In this great section of the Sermon on the Mount, known as the Beatitudes, Jesus first directed us to poverty of spirit. That's in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Then logically, he pointed us towards mourning over our poverty of spirit and the effects of man's spiritual bankruptcy on both individuals and society. That's the second beatitude in verse 4. Now, in verse 5, with the third beatitude, Jesus proclaimed the blessedness of meekness. Of course, Matthew didn't record Jesus using the English word meek. The gospel writer recorded the ancient Greek word pros. And according to many, including the great Greek scholar William Barclay, it's impossible to translate this ancient Greek word pros with just one English word. It has the idea of the proper balance between anger and indifference. It's of a powerful personality properly controlled, and it also has the idea of humility. In the vocabulary of the ancient Greek language that was used to originally write the Bible, or the New Testament at least, the meek person was not passive or easily pushed around. No, the main idea behind the word meek was strength under control, like a strong stallion that was trained to do the job instead of running wild. But the idea of being trained to do the job and serving others doesn't appeal to everyone. In general, the ancient Greeks thought that meekness was a fault and not a virtue. Yet Jesus went against the thinking of the culture of his day, and he said, "Blessed are the meek." Jesus knew something that the culture of his day did not know. He knew that there's a difference between meekness and slave-like bondage. True meekness means freedom. Freedom from hatred and freedom from vengeance. Another Greek expert described the meek person as the men who suffer wrong without bitterness or desire for revenge. So we notice something about the structure of the Beatitudes. The first two Beatitudes are mostly inward. The third deals with how one relates to one's fellow man. The first two were mainly negative, poverty of spirit and the idea of seeking after God, mourning. The third is clearly positive. You see, to be meek means to show willingness to submit and to work under proper authority. It also shows a willingness to disregard one's own rights and privileges. It's one thing for me to admit my own spiritual bankruptcy, but if somebody else does it for me, do I react meekly? The blessed one is meek. They're meek before God in that they submit to his will and they conform to his word. They are meek before men in that they are strong, yet also humble, gentle, patient, and long-suffering. Now, notice the reward for the meek. It says, "For they shall inherit the earth." We can only be meek, that is, willing to control our desire for our rights and privileges, because we are confident that God watches out for us, that he will protect our cause. The promise, "They shall inherit the earth," proves that God will not allow his meek ones to end up on the short end of the deal. You see, we might think that the meek would be devoured and run out of the world, but they shall inherit the earth. The wolves eat the sheep, but there are still many more sheep in the world than wolves. and the sheep keep multiplying and feeding in green pastures. The meek man or woman looks at the earth and realizes that it all belongs to God, that God is his or her father, and if it all belongs to their father, it all belongs to them also, because they are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 17 tells us so. You see, in this sense, we can have it all. We can inherit the earth, but only as God works in us, and we are poor in spirit, mourning under our spiritual poverty, and then properly meek before God and man. You can be meek and inherit the earth as God works in you today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.